Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, the man who wrote the magic flute.
People said I was a child genius because I began playing and composing music when I was very young. Perhaps I'm most famous for my Requiem and my operas, The Marriage of Figaro and The Magic Flute. I was born on the 27th of January, 1756, in Salzburg, Austria. My father and mother had seven children, but only my older sister and I survived infancy. I knew from a very young age that I had musical talent. I could play the harpsichord at 4 years old, and I gave my first public performance when I was six. Music was like my first language. My sister, Nanel, was a very talented musician too. My father, Leopold, was a court musician. He arranged for us to tour Europe. Nanel and I travelled hundreds of miles and played many concerts. Our father continued to teach us while we toured. He taught me how to read music and play instruments. But my compositions came from my imagination. I could hear the beautiful tunes playing in my head before I wrote them down. The tours became part of our normal family life. We performed in France, Germany, Austria, England, Holland, and Italy. I quickly learned the languages of the countries we visited. We stayed in many different towns and cities and met many important people. In London, I met the composer Johann Christian Bach, the son of Johann Sebastian Bach, and we played for King George III and his wife, Queen Charlotte. Touring was very hard work, and the journeys between performances were very long. We travelled many miles through rain and snow. We often stayed in poor guest houses, where the rooms were damp and cold. It wasn't good for our health. And during this time, I was often lonely, because it was impossible to make friends when we were always travelling. In September 1765, my father decided to take us home to Austria. I was very happy about this. But when we arrived in Holland, Nanel and I became ill with typhus. We had to stay there until we'd recovered, and we didn't return to Salzburg until November 1766. After we arrived home, I spent my days learning how to play new instruments. I learnt the violin and wrote the first of my piano concertos in 1767. I also wrote many symphonies and cantatas. People were surprised that I could do this because I was only 11 years old. In September of that year, we began touring again. We went to Vienna, Brünn, and Olmütz in Austria. Then Nanel and I fell ill with a terrible disease called smallpox. We were very ill for a long time, and I lost my eyesight for 9 days. In 1768, my father took us to Vienna. There I played for Emperor Joseph II and his mother, Maria Theresa, at their palace. I gave many performances in Vienna and wrote many new compositions. In 1770, my father and I travelled to Italy, and I was awarded the Order of the Golden Spur by Pope Clement XIV at the Vatican in Rome. We stayed in Bologna, in Italy, for a short time, and I was accepted as a member of the Accademia Filarmonica. While we were there, I also wrote my successful opera, Mitridate, Re di Ponto. After Bologna, we travelled to Venice. I thought it was a wonderful city. I loved St. Mark's Square and the boats and the palaces. so I understood why many artists found it inspiring. After Venice, we went to Milan, and I performed an opera in front of Archduke Ferdinand. My music was helping me to meet many famous and important people. But because the tours were very long, I didn't have much time to compose new music. I needed to be in Salzburg to do that, but we were never there for very long. As soon as we arrived home, my father started organizing another tour. In 1772, we visited Vienna again. We also traveled to Italy and then to Germany. I always wrote my music at night, with a candle for light. In between the performances, I composed my piano concerto in D major, and in 1776, I wrote my piano concerto in B flat. That year, I was appointed as director of music at the Salzburg Court Church. In 1778, my mother and I travelled to Paris together. There, she suddenly became very ill and died. I grieved for her very much, and I decided to leave the city. I travelled to Munich in Germany to stay with the Weber family, who were friends of my parents. There were four daughters, Josepha, Sophie, Constanze, and Aloysia. At first, I liked Aloysia, but she was not interested in me, and she chose to marry another man. Then I began to like Constanze. She was a singer, and we enjoyed many musical evenings together. In 1781, Constanze's family moved to Vienna, and I went with them. Soon I asked Constanze to marry me. Our wedding was on the 4th of August, 1782. We had six children, but unfortunately only two of them survived infancy. This made Constanze very unhappy, and she stayed in her bed for long periods. These were difficult years. I had many problems with money, and I was often ill. Then a war between Austria and Turkey began, and I wasn't able to give many performances. The government had stopped giving money to writers and musicians because it was needed for the war. As a result, our problems with money became worse. But during this time, I managed to compose some of my most famous works. These included the Mass in C minor in 1783, and the operas The Marriage of Figaro in 1786, Don Giovanni in 1787, and The Magic Flute in 1791. These works earned me some money, and things grew easier. But then, while I was writing my Requiem, I became very ill. I became very tired and weak, and I went to my bed. I was very worried about my wife and our two children. How could they survive after my death? I could write beautiful music, but I wasn't a businessman. On the 5th of December, 1791, I died in my bed, without finishing my Requiem. I was only 35 years old.